his wife in 405. McMonagle here with you on the fan. 888-808-1019. We got Rami on the other side. And we're taking your phone calls for one more hour until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. As we wake up on this Monday morning with the Yankees back on top. And I know it's 3 days. I think we all know that. But what's great about this, and I talked about this in the open, what was best, it was amazing watching all the home runs fly. Me and my kids were jumping around our living room. It was amazing to see them win on opening day. It was amazing to see 9 home runs on Saturday, followed up by 12 runs on Sunday. Judge with 4 home runs in the 2 games. Jazz hitting home runs, everybody just going off. That was great and that was wonderful. But you know what the best part was for me as a Yankee fan? All offseason long, we were told that the Yankees don't matter, that the aura is gone, that no one cares about the pinstripes, that Juan Soto would rather be somewhere else. The first time ever a free agent, a big-time free agent that the Yankees wanted, who they, you know, who was in their uniform already, spurned them and they didn't get them. All because no one cares about the pinstripes. No one cares about the 27 championships. Those are hundreds of years ago. No one gives a damn. There now you can grow facial hair just like everybody else. There's nothing special about the New York Yankees. And then all it takes is an oddly shaped bat and an unbelievable weekend to suddenly have all the haters come out of the woodwork and claim they're cheaters and despicable people, and it's a dirty franchise, and they're a bunch of bums, and everybody gets all excited and has to scream and cry cheat. That's how you know they are still the Yankees. That's how you know they are still the evil empire. That all they have to do is score 36 runs against the Milwaukee Brewers and the likes of, you know, Aaron Civale, and all of a sudden, out of the woodwork come all the haters talking about the oddly shaped bats and how they're cheating. Never mind the fact MLB has already cleared these bats. Never mind the fact other teams are using it. Never mind the fact the Red Sox are openly talking about using it in spring training, and Cody Bellinger used it last year with the Cubs, and you know, I'm watching Sunday Night Baseball, and the Braves have put in their orders. Never mind that fact. Who cares? It's cheating because it's the New York Yankees, and all the haters were out there all year to all offseason talking about how it's no longer the Yankees. They're just another team, and in fact, their farm system sucks. Their lineup sucks. They were licking their chops and getting ready for a miserable Yankee team, specifically the offense that lost Juan Soto, that's relying on so many young players and has so many ifs, ands, or buts in it and doesn't have a third baseman. And everyone expected this miserable year. And although it's only been 3 games, that's it. They haven't done this for a week, a month, half a season. See a, you know, Memorial Day where everybody checks in to see where their team is. No. It only took 3 days to have everybody bitching and crying about the New York Yankees, and they are back. That's what I loved about this weekend. They are back. It wasn't just watching the balls fly. It was watching the tears fall. That's what it was. It was watching the Dave Portnoys of the world with their Red Sox hat on screaming, "This bat's unfair." But wait a minute. So it's thicker in different place? What? Never mind the fact that bats have changed forever. Whether it's all of a sudden maple became the bat of choice, the wood of choice, or birch wood, or all the other stupid woods they've used at different bats. Or sometimes there's a handle. Sometimes it's a thick handle, sometimes it's a thin handle. They've got bats with no knobs on it. They've got bats with enormous knobs on it. They've got all these. They've got bats that are now hollowed out at the top. We have changed bats forever. But all of a sudden, because the Yankees hit 9 home runs in a game, and a couple of the players, never mind you, Judge hit 4 of these home runs using the same old bat he's always used, but now all of a sudden we have to scream cheat. Because it couldn't be that this Yankee team that everybody thought was going to be crappy could do something like this. It couldn't be that they would lead off their catcher. Idiots leading off their catcher. No way that would be successful. Are they going Goldschmidt? What is he, like 400? Goldschmidt's been killing it. Never mind the fact Goldschmidt's been killing it. How about the youth and exuberance of this team? How about the idea that they're manufacturing runs? How about the idea that they're going first to third? How about the idea that for the first time that I can remember, a long fly ball to center field moved up two runners on first and second to second and third, which led to a wild pitch and a ground ball run? Like, we have seen youth. We have seen speed. We have seen a deeper lineup than we have seen before. So, yes, it's only 3 days, and I'm not making much of it. All the haters are. And that's how you know it's good. And that's how you know it's special. And that's how you know it was a fun weekend to be a New York Yankee fan, because we're back. And not just the baseball team, and not just the winning, and not just the home runs, but the enemy. Because for so long we've been told we're not the enemy anymore. The Dodgers are the enemy. You're just another guy hanging out with us. You're just another guy sitting around looking up at the Dodgers. That's all you are. Until they make a move. Until they hit some home runs. Until they score, 20 followed up by 12. And then suddenly, wait a minute. I thought the Yankees sucked. I was positive of it. I was sure of this. What do you mean the Mets can't score a run and get one hit while the Yankees are... This is BS. It must be the bats. It's the bats. That's what it is. Because it can't just be that they're good. I loved it. What a great, glorious weekend. 888-808-1019. I talked about the Mets' struggles as well. And even though they've struggled offensively, it's a part of the team I believe in. And I know, listen, Soto gets on. In the ninth, Pete Alonso swings at the first pitch and pops up. There's a couple of moments throughout really the first, obviously, opening day. They had several opportunities to come through with the big hit. They were unable to do it in the ninth inning with Soto. You know, he's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't, right? You got guys, how could he swing at that slider away? How could he not try and do something offensive? How could he not try and swing the bat and do something in the ninth? You can't just take a walk. You know, he's the only guy doing anything offensively right now. And to me, that's okay. I can live with it because I trust their offense to get better. It's their starting pitching I'm concerned about. And so far, Griffin Canning looked really good. And McGill looked even better than that. And Diaz, who we've talked about, his velocity and how important he is to the bullpen, he had one of the better innings and clean innings and, stress-free innings we've seen from him in a long time. So, yes, disappointing with the offense. Yes, it's never good to lose a series. Yes, you were hoping to get off to a better start. But I think pitching-wise, you did a pretty damn good job, and now you roll into a Miami series. Well, now the pressure's on a little bit. You do not want to start the year losing back-to-back series, including one to Miami, who you're supposed to pound. And, were they playing 13 times? Should be winning, You should be winning 11 or 12 of them. That's how bad Miami is. So the Mets have a real short order. They'll be on tonight. Yankees are obviously off. We talked about the Knicks as well. Beating Portland, much better defensively, waiting for Jalen Brunson. He spoke to the media. He's, working. He's hoping to come back for a couple games before the playoffs so he can get his feel for his ankle and whether or not he can trust it and everything else. So really, it feels like they're in a holding pattern. Yes, it was a good win. Yes, they were better defensively. Yes, Robinson played well. Wright played well. They were down early in this game big and worked their way back. And they've done okay. What was it? You heard in the update, 7 and 5 in the last 12. 7 out of 5 would be really good, actually. But 7 and 5 in the last 12. Plus, last night was the 80th birthday for Walt Clyde Frazier. 80 years old. God bless you, Walt. Obviously, one of the great voices in New York sports now for a long time. One of the great Knick players ever. Possibly the greatest Knick player of all time. Goes back before I remember, but a cultural icon, a fashion icon. Everybody was dressed like him. Him and Breen are as good a duo that this city has. So happy birthday to Walt. It was a fun game to have them rally back and beat Portland. But ultimately, it just kind of feels like we're waiting, right? They're locked into the three. They've got 4 in the loss column over the Pacers. I don't think they're going to blow that with 8 to play now. Jalen Brunson hopefully will come back. And ultimately, it's a holding pattern to see if they can get whole before the playoffs start and see if they can figure out a way now, as they've played without Brunson for this long, and they're getting better defensively, and Robinson is finding his footing, and they're using more of the bench as they're without McBride as well. And hopefully you've seen a little bit more of Bridges finding himself, that you know, his mid-range game has really picked up. Hit a buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter in this game against Portland to help them get back into it and everything. So hopefully they've learned. Hopefully they're better for it. Hopefully they're better defensively, in particular. And hopefully they have a little bit more faith in the bench and might have a deeper rotation heading into the postseason now that Brunson's missed all this time. So, but it just kind of feels like we're waiting around for the playoffs to start and waiting around for Brunson to get back because there's really no pressure on the Knicks right now. They're locked into that three, and it's just a matter of how they play when they get there. 888-808-1019. We got Muji saying that they expect Fields to be the starting quarterback. I can't imagine that. I mean, I thought the minute they signed him, he was going to be the starting quarterback. Why would they do anything else? They brought in Justin Fields. He's the starting quarterback. Vera Tucker's going to play guard. It was the other story I saw coming out of that stuff with the Jets. And obviously, we wait for the draft. We're doing this a little bit more. I want to do a lot of baseball coming off the weekend that was, as the Yankees are cheaters and the Mets can't find their offense and the Yankees continue to pound home runs. But we'll get more into that as well as a lot of rumors and a lot of thoughts of the Giants drafting Hunter and then trading back in to get Shador. That would be the coup. But I've seen that all over the place. That'd be fun. Highly unlikely is how I'd put it. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls and the torpedo bets. But first, we'll talk to Carlos in Queens about the Mets. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, brother?
Always enjoy listening to your show, like always. But
thank you.
You know, I got to be honest with you. You know, I know you're a Yankee fan, mm-hmm. and it's a little bit you and Keith. You guys are like the resistance against the Mets. And,
that's,
you know,
right. We're the resistance. We're the resistance.
You know, like I told Keith, you know, happiness, it lasts short in a poor household. You guys are a family dollar now. You're the one that got a first baseman for like $1 million. You're the one.
He's like 12
million.
You
know what
million.
I mean? Like, listen, I apologize. You know, but, you know, counting on what a first baseman is, that's like the lowest first baseman.
Okay.
You don't have a third baseman. You know, you're the ones that like celebrate after three games.
No one's celebrating. I'm celebrating
listen,
all the crybabies.
Like, hold on. Yeah. I just heard you for like 2 hours talking about, oh my God, it feels so great. Happiness, it lasts short in a poor household. You guys are, you know what you guys remind me of? Family Dollar. Family Dollar.
What's family?
Like, you broke.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
You broke it.
We're broke.
I see Yankees. Listen, you and Keith, I got a picture with both of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just coupons. You guys are like coupons, the old lady with the coupons. But you and my guys,
hey,
though.
Hey, no, not couponing.
Listen, you got
I tried couponing for a time. I have 35 toothbrushes in my garage.
There's no issues with that. There's nothing wrong with coupons.
Yeah.
But except that.
Except
you guys are celebrating after three games.
I'm not
celebrating. You and Keith are celebrating after three games. And you know what? Keep that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the energy.
I will.
Because it's a long season. And
yes.
Guess what?
What?
The Mets run New York.
If
there's a baseball player that wants to make money, he's not going to go to the Yankees.
You sure?
He's going to be like Goldsmith.
Okay.
He's going to be in a bargain.
All right.
Family Dollar Yankees.
Okay.
You hear me?
I'm very sorry you had a rough weekend in Houston. I'm very sorry. I'm sure it'll turn around. Don't worry about it. You'll be all right. They'll be okay.
I think that offense will turn around.
Don't worry about it.
You want to come to New York? You don't want to go to the Yankees?
No, I hear you. No, nobody wants to go to the Yankees.
He already told you that.
No, I understand.
Guess what? I got an uncle. My uncle Steve. He already said, "Listen, you know what?"
What Uncle Steve say?
What? There's certain people, they go out, they like, listen, I can't buy that bottle. I can't do this.
Yeah.
And I mean, the Yankees.
Yeah.
And there's people like the Mets. They'd be like, what?
Right.
Bring that bottle of blue. You know what? Let's live a little.
Okay.
You know
well, maybe they can put some money into the starting. Maybe they'll put some money into the starting rotation eventually.
Listen, you guys are Coupon Family Dollar.
I know.
Yankees.
That's it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great three games, but you guys are broke, man.
All right. Thank you, Carlos. I got your point. Couponing. I got it. And again, I am not celebrating the home runs. I mean, I am a little bit. I'm having fun with the three wins to start the year. And I'm not calling the Yankees great. I'm telling you what I've seen so far. I have to. That's kind of my job. So far, the offense obviously looks dynamic, but it's not just the home runs. It's the speed. It's the different elements to it. It's the deep nature of the lineup, far better than it was last year, at least lengthwise. I'm not going to say it's a better lineup necessarily because we all know how great Juan Soto is. What I'm saying, what I'm celebrating is everybody else crying about the Yankee success. That's what I'm celebrating. And I am. I'm celebrating that you felt the need to call up and go on this whole rant about your Uncle Steve and the coupons. Because if you didn't care about the Yankees, if we were coupons while you are caviar, coupons and caviar. If you're caviar while we're coupons, you don't bother to call. That's my point. My point is you've been calling us, and when I say us, the Yankees, you've probably been calling the Yankees coupons all offseason. And for 3 days, that's all it took. That's all it took. That's what I'm excited about. What I'm excited about is you want to call us couponing, yet the entire world of baseball is pissed off that the Yankees had a great weekend. And they have to point and yell, cheat, cheat, cheat. That's what I love. I love that the haters are so out in full force after only 3 games. Who knows? You're right. You're right. They're about to go face a really good pitching staff. They're going to face Burns and Gallen. They're going to go face legitimate pitching against Arizona right now. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't have any misconceptions that the Yankees are going to average 12 runs a game. They might do nothing. But that's all it took for you to call about coupons. That's all it took for the rest of the collective baseball universe to scream, cheater, 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 pumpkin eater. That's all it took was 3 lousy games, 4 home runs from Judge, 3 home runs from Jazz, 2 home runs from Volpe, 2 home runs from Wells. My bargain basement first baseman completely outclassing your $30 million first baseman for the first 3 days. Be careful with that. There's a reason I dumped it.
I bleeped it.
I know. That's for behind the scenes. That's you give to Lopresti to have some fun with. But yeah, no. There's no... That Goldschmidt, yeah, play it again. I want to make sure it's bleeped. Goldschmidt, yeah, okay, so I struggled with it. Goldschmidt, it happens. Goldschmidt completely outclassed your first baseman who cost you $30 million, had a better day. And the idea that he's washed, maybe he's not. Maybe it's the torpedo bat that's changed everything. Bunch of crybabies. Crybabies! Eddie in Rockland. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, Christopher. How you doing,
good.
Brother?
Good, how are right. you? Anything you want to talk about in particular?
Sure. Well, listen, man, you don't know how to read a room at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think that little explosion from Boomer had anything to do with a parking spot. You ever listen to the show ever since you backed out of the bike tour? He says you walk past him 2 or 3 times in the morning. Mm-hmm. You don't even say, oh, what's up to him? He was waiting to get you.
Okay.
You know,
I mean, it's not accurate. I don't know if he said that one time. I walked past him and said hello to him. We've had countless Ranger conversations. Yes.
Did you have the conversation face to face with him about backing out of the thing or any kind of conversation after you told him straight to his face that you were going to be involved?
No, we've went over this, Eddie, and I'm really not interested this morning. I'm really not. We could have fun about the car, the parking thing. That was fun. I'm not going over the same stuff with you every time you call, Eddie. It's just tiresome. We've had that conversation. Bob in New London. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Good, man. How are you?
Hey, look, I'm doing great. I mean, after this weekend, the debacle for the rest of MLB. But hey, another man's trash is my treasure as far as I'm concerned. So here's the deal, right? This team is a net positive over last year. Jason or Alex, whatever, Verdugo, him not being there is why the team is better. I'm telling you, because we just are better in the lineup. We're better in... I don't think the defense is any worse.
Verdugo, well, clearly it is. The defense is worse.
Okay, yeah, you got me on that one. Yeah. However, I'll take the bat.
Of course.
Because we're better than we were last year, and even Soto, our numbers are better without Soto. I'm sorry to say that. And I'm...
Well, I mean, listen. I think it's premature to make those. You can't say the team is better without Juan Soto. They've won 3 games against Milwaukee. I know they've scored a ton of runs, right? And I'm having fun because I love the idea that everybody's flipping out and they need to send, they need to, you know, enhance the size of the bat in memes all over social media. They have to talk about how if it wasn't the Yankees, it would be banned. We have to talk, like, all of a sudden the Yankees are special. I heard nothing about how the Yankees aren't special. And now they, you know, they've used a bat that is slightly thicker in a different part of the bat. And suddenly, which has been approved by Major League Baseball, other teams are using it, but the Yankees have hit a bunch of home runs. So suddenly, oh, they're going to allow it because they're the Yankees, as, you know, McGill's brother said, the closer for Milwaukee. It's ridiculous. It's a bunch of crybabies, and I love it. And that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited that the Yankees are back to being the enemy because so many people talked about them like they weren't a threat. They weren't anything. And all it took was 3 days of massive amounts of runs to suddenly have everybody real scared of the New York Yankees. And that's what I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating how quick that completely shifted. I'm not celebrating the idea that this offense is better than it was with Juan Soto. That'd be stupid. It's three games in. I have no idea. They led the American League in runs scored. I know right now it seems like they, you know, they've gotten off to a hell of a head start, but I don't know. I don't know. I do think they're deeper. I think the at-bats are better 7-8-9 than they were last year. I'll give you that, but Soto's a force. Right now Bellinger's a force. Right now Jazz is a force. Right now Goldschmidt's a force, but I can't trust that. Not yet. But I thought it was an excellent weekend. It was an excellent series. They absolutely pounded the baseball. They didn't pitch very well. I thought they played fairly good defense other than the Saturday game where they were awful. And that's a major problem. And they're still struggling with ground balls hit to first base. I don't know why. It's new people. I mean, veteran players like Goldschmidt and Fried who've won gold gloves before. Like, it's just puzzling to me. But they looked really good. And Judge is an absolute beast. And we're not talking about it enough. I know every time you have the conversation about Judge, the playoffs are going to come up. And that's what's frustrating for me. And that's what Judge is going to have to worry about and work on and obviously change, because you can't have a conversation about Judge right now and be honest about how great he is, talk about how unbelievably talented he is and how he's one of the best hitters arguably in the history of the sport. Because everyone's going to say, until the postseason, and right now it's a tough argument to push against. Other than the fact that baseball is about the 162, and he is by far the best hitter in baseball, and last year he gave us one of the great seasons a right-handed hitter has ever given us in the history of the game, and he was awful in April. Who knows what he's capable of with a hot April? And so far, that's what he's off to. But I'm not spiking the football. I'm not rubbing it in anybody's face other than the crybabies. That's who I'm rubbing it in the face of. All the people who claim that it couldn't just be the Yankees having a great weekend. It has to be that they're cheating. And that proves we're back. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Back after this as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up. Sean McMonagle here with you on The Fan.
You've been wanting to test those new torpedoes.
What, you?
Start low. We just want to get them off our backs.
Rip down the right field line. It is in the stands for a home run, Jack Chisholm. A low, screaming line drive off of his bat. Third home run today. 5-1 lead Yankees here in the third. Hey, now.
Oh, that's right. 4:32. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Hey now. Get used to it. Dave Sims really picked one hell of a season to start, one hell of a week. Picked the wrong week. Stop sniffing glue. Airplane. Classic film. Very quotable. A lot of one-liners. Leslie Nielsen. Hilarious. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. You just heard a Jazz home run as he hit three in the first three games of the series. We're torpedoing balls all over the place. And listen, really, if you look at it, Jazz has a chance, right? This is a guy who was on the cover of MLB The Show. This is a guy in Miami showed glimpses of being a superstar, or at least having superstar talent. He did not get along with some teammates. It's much, you know, much speculated and reported that he had some issues with veterans on that team. When he came over to the Yankees, they kind of allowed him to be himself. You could tell he loves being a Yankee. Loved being a Yankee last year. Likes being a Yankee this year. And obviously, his ability for power and speed. I mean, he provides a real problem. And at second base, he's already made a hand. He did make an error on an easy line drive right to his, you know, feet, kind of. But he's also made a couple of plays that Gleyber Torres doesn't make. And his ability to run, we've seen him go first to third. We've seen him tag up from first base to second on a fly ball to center field. And obviously hitting the ball out of the ballpark. He's got power, he's got speed, and right now, the first three games, he's hitting behind Judge. And we've seen Judge walk how many times? He walked 3 times yesterday. Jazz is going to be an important piece to this team. And to have him for a full season is really going to impact this lineup. It makes them better. And right now, he's been a force. Hopefully, he can continue. But he has the chance. And that's what I love. And right now, Dominguez really hasn't gone going. And Volpe really has the 2 home runs, but hasn't been on base much. I think he's hitting 140 in the early season. But the three of them back-to-back, the ability to create speed and do different things at the bottom of the lineup. Sure, we haven't seen it because they've been hitting so many home runs. I know they have this new bat. I don't expect the home runs to continue. So I think they're going to have to manufacture runs, and they even did. Bellinger has 3 sacrifice flies in the first 3 games. How many times have we seen runners left at third base with the New York Yankees? So, and they scored on a wild pitch and a ground ball. They scored 4 runs, small ball. I think they have the ability to do that. And Jazz is a huge piece to that. Huge. And what we've seen is Goldschmidt being a really important part of the team, too. And right now, the leadoff hitters have been great. The middle of the order has been great. They've absolutely decimated the Milwaukee Brewers. But it's 3 games. I'm not bragging about that. I'm bragging about the Yankees. The evil empire is back. Everybody's complaining. I love it. Dominic in South Amboy. What's up, Dom?
Hey, good morning. I'm not a big fan of changes in any sport.
Okay.
But, people having a problem with the Yankees using, you know, a little extra wood here or there. I didn't have a problem with Tom Brady taking a little bit of air out of the football. And they're both equally hated. I think we owe Tom an apology.
I will never apologize to Tom Brady. Never. Yeah, I mean, listen, I thought the Deflategate was a little overblown, but I don't know if it's the same thing as this. That's deliberately going against the rules of football. Like, he specifically now, this is not breaking the rules. Again, this has been approved by Major League Baseball. This is not cheating. It's not cheating in any way. If the Yankees thought they were cheating, Michael Kay would have been told not to discuss it. They went on live television talking about it. They also went on live TV, which is, I don't know if I've ever seen this before. We have seen cable companies have problems, television channels, whether it be MSG, obviously was just going through one with Optimum, and thankfully that's over for me. But I had to deal with that. Comcast has had all kinds of issues, and right now Comcast and the YES Network are having a dispute. And I have never seen that before where the president of the YES Network went on the broadcast live in a game to discuss the situation and pretty much, you know, give the YES Network side of it and how Comcast is being unreasonable. I have never seen that before. Like, in the middle of a broadcast of the game, your highest, you know, I mean, that is obviously the YES Network. The Yankee games are its highest property and its most valued property and its highest ratings, I would assume. I mean, maybe when Durant was around. I don't think the Nets were breaking any records. But it could also be running. They put running. I don't know if they still do because my hours are completely different. But when I would wake up in the middle of the morning, there would always be like a show about running. I always thought that was a weird. Just put on a, I don't know, something. Replay a, you know, an old Yankee game. Do something. Why I put it on, it's like about running. I know what Boomer is thinking right now. Yeah, I don't find running interesting. But I've never seen the head of a channel, like the head of Yes, go on the broadcast of their highest valued property and their biggest rated show, which is the Yankee game for the Yes Network, and complain about a cable provider. That was unique. It felt a little, I don't want to say icky. It was just like, all right, we get it. We know how you feel. I'm sure Comcast has its points. They're going to put out a statement now and like, just get it done. No one cares. I honestly, no one cares if you're right, if you're wrong. They want the games on the television. Like, yeah, they'll complain and someone will say, well, you know, it's unreasonable. No one cares. The average person you're trying to connect to doesn't care. They want the games on their television. That's it. They don't want to know. They don't care who to blame in this situation. They really don't. Maybe they'll switch. You know, it's getting to the point where we're all going to, you know, get whatever we can, however we can, for the cheapest we can. But like, you think anyone's going, huh? And this whole time, I thought the Yes Network was the problem. Kenny and Vernon, what's up, Kenny?
Hey, what's up, Chris? Long-time listener, man, and it's really cool to actually call into one of a show that you're doing. You've been a very long tenured
personality, employee,
personality, I think.
Something
thanks,
along
man.
Those lines. Yes,
there. Yeah.
I've been here for a long time. I certainly have. Yes, thank you very much for noticing.
Yeah. Kind of grew up with you, man. I don't want to make you feel too old, but anyway, man. So, like, my point I was gonna bring up was, you know, like I hear all this excitement, and you know, you see all these home runs, and you know, the bat stuff, and all that stuff is really great and awesome. But you know, it's like so many years. You know, well, actually, you know, the past few years, you know, we've seen the Yankees like start off really hot and look really, really good.
Yeah.
And I remember especially listening to the fan last year when baseball season started and everybody's really just, you know, just kind of just being like, you know, the Mets just weren't really going where they were supposed to be going. And then look how the tide turned towards the end of the season. So, you know, it's just like every beginning of the season, you always, you know, it's, I don't know, just as a fan, I'm always
leery. No, yeah, I mean,
I,
yeah, of course, Kenny. Listen, I hear you, man. I don't think, and when I say this, I'm just excited about how many people can't stand it. Because I was told they're just another team and no one cares. And then apparently people care when they score a bunch of runs. Because I can promise you, if it was the Minnesota Twins, no one would give a damn. If the Kansas City Royals put up 20 runs against Cleveland with a new bat, nobody would give a damn. But because the Yankees did it, it's a real problem. And it's cheating. And I love it. I love the amount of crying and bitching and complaining I've heard. Now, does that mean that the Yankees are going to be great this whole time? No, that's what makes it funny. Like, if the Yankees were doing this for a month, like if these bats, if Jazz had 17 home runs in the month of, by the end of April, I'd be like, okay, this is crazy. Like, it's been three games against lousy pitching. If they score 20 runs, if they put up 20 on Burns tomorrow, then you have a story. But, like, within three games, everyone's bitching and complaining like it means something. Because I'm with you. It doesn't mean anything. It was a fun weekend. It was a great way to start the season. Three wins is better than three losses. But do I take anything from it other than I liked what I see and they're young and athletic and that doesn't slump? Yeah, I agree. I've seen sacrifice flies where we didn't see it as much last year. We saw runners moving over. We saw a bunch of different things, a bunch of different dynamics. I like the taking out Dominguez late in the games, and that defense with Grisham and Judge and Bellinger, and we saw Bellinger make an incredible play in center field. Like, I just think they're really good defensively. I know they had the five errors and they got to clean it up, but I think they have the potential to be really good defensively. I just think I've liked what I've seen in the three games. That's all. From the offense, pitching different and even defense different. But right now the offense looks really good. But that's it. I don't think anyone's saying, and you're 100% right, last year could not have been more different. The Yankees went into Houston, the belly of the beast, the house of horrors, their nemesis's house where they haven't ever won a freaking big game. And they took all four of the opening series and then won the first game against, I believe it was Arizona last year too, the second series. No, weird. Yeah. So they went out to Arizona and took the first game of that series and won the first five games of the year, while the Mets were 0-5, staring 0-6 in the face before Alonso hit that home run. So it was the biggest, you know, and they ended up pretty much having similar seasons. Or at least win totals that were similar and getting to similar places.
The Yankees were slightly better, yeah.
The Yankees were slightly better, yes. And obviously had the better year because they were in the World Series.
Correct.
But, like, yeah, of course, this doesn't mean anything. I don't know if, I'm not saying anyone should look at it that way. I'm saying everybody is pointing and complaining about the Yankees scoring runs because the haters were out in full force and were so sure that this Yankee team was going to stink, and specifically the offense, relying on so many young kids and no third base and coupons at first base and all the other crap you've heard. And so 3 days, they don't know what to do with themselves. Clearly, it's these new bowling pin bats. They've got bowling pins for bats. It's ridiculous. And it's great. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Come back. Rapid fire styles. We take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show right here on The Fan.
Fire the torpedoes!
We fire torpedoos all around the park, you feel me?
3-2-pitch, swing on, deep drive, left field, down the line, and looking up, say goodbye! Three-run homer, Anthony Volpe! Home run derby continues here in the Bronx, it's 7-3 Yankees!
Home run derby continues in the Bronx! What a weekend for Dave Sims. Even The shot from Susan Wolman. Do we have that clip again? See if you can find that. I know. Doing a lot. I get you. But that was funny. So, obviously, Dave was broadcasting for Seattle last year. And the Mariners are notorious for not spending any money on offensive players. So, they haven't scored a lot of runs over the last few years, despite their good pitching. And Susan took a shot at the Seattle Mariners through Dave Sims.
Look at this by Jazz. Deep to right center field. That's out of here. Another payout for the Yankees. They're killing Milwaukee. It's 13-3.
You're not going to know what to do with this. Your old team didn't score 13 runs
in a
month.
Don't rub it in. Be nice.
Welcome to the New York Yankees, Dave Sims.
Welcome to the New York Yankees, Dave Sims. Let's go. He's called a lot of home runs already. Let's go to Maury in Belmore. What's up, Maury?
Tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro.
I love his hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now. And it's wonderful.
He does a really good job. The first Judge home run of the three back-to-back-to-back, I thought, was really his best call. It was really good. He's good. Listen, he's a pro. He's been around here forever. He's been broadcasting forever, so... It's kind of become a somewhat easy transition. I'm still so used to John, it's going to take a little bit of time, but he's done a really nice job, and he sounds terrific.
I picked a bad week to stop sniffing glue.
There you go,
other
little
than that, I'm trying to understand how the anger from the El Presidente about the badge.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like the Philadelphia move in football. We'll use the two-hour advantage till everyone realizes it's not a big advantage. Just a different design of a bat. Let's have some fun. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
For God's sake, let's go.
Let's go, Maury. Big weekend. And, yeah, we had some fun. I don't know why everyone – it's not illegal. And we've seen – it's not like we haven't seen changing of bats before. We've seen changing all the time. We've seen the type of wood being used to make bats change. We've seen handles change. We've seen knobs of the bat change. We've seen the top of the bat change where some are hollowed out at the top. Like, we've seen all kinds of different bats. The idea that making it a little bit, you know, moving the barrel of the bat slightly down. And again, like, you think it looks like a bowling pin? Like, I don't think you can, it's not even that, like, if nobody told you, like, if nobody actually told anyone that these bats were being used, would anybody even notice? Like, it's not so jarring that you would even notice. They don't look that different. And don't believe any of the... Listen, you're going to see a lot of pictures. There's one of Jazz holding one where they tried to really make it... It's not. It's the same barrel size as any other bat. This is not, you know... This is not Popeye's forearm after a can of spinach. It's not. It's not the 26-inch pythons. It's a normal barrel, slightly down the bat. Let's go to Brian in Newtown. What's up, Brian?
Hey, C-Mac, how you doing?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Yeah, no, just wanted to share. I mean, on top of what other people have already said, if anything, the bowling ball pin bats are innovative. I mean, they're adjusting to Volpe, for example. He hits it closer to the handle. They're adjusting to how the batter hits.
Yeah, no, it's innovative. It's smart. It's nice to see the Yankees out in front. Now, they're not the only team who's done it. They're not the only team who's aware of it. Maybe the Yankees are using it with more players than any other team. That's fair. The guy did come up with it, I believe, while he was with the Yankees. He's no longer with the Yankees. But it's innovative. It's designing a bat for your swing, which is no different than golf, which is, you know, no one's screaming, oh my God, how could you say Tiger Woods is the best? He didn't have the same clubs as Hogan. You know, like it's the way of the world. And yeah, if they're developing a bat that suits a certain swing, then that's what they're going to do. Like, again, I don't see an issue with it, and everybody can use it. And it's really nothing. It's just that they've scored 32 runs in the last two games. That's it. They've scored 32 runs in the last two games, so that's proof for people. They scored 4 on opening day. They weren't mashing then. Why? Because Peralta's a good pitcher. And he didn't throw 3 fastballs on the first pitch of 3 consecutive at-bats right down the middle. And then he didn't get to the back end. And if it's so easy to hit home runs, why is Bowers striking? Why is Bowers getting outs? John in Maspeth. What's up, John?
C-Mac, listen, I won't take long. I know Boomer's outside waiting for his parking spot. But you know what, though? I can't wait to hear Boomer. I can't wait to hear Sal. I can't wait to hear Evan.
Yep.
You know what? All winter long, all these Mets fans taunting us about Juan Soto. They're the big brother. Nah, the Yankees will always be the big brother. We got rid of that dead weight in Juan Soto. We're smacking homers. We're kicking ass. We're taking names. You know what? This is the New York Yankees revenge tour. Everybody in your car going to work, you got that annoying Mets fan all winter long, rub it in their damn face today that they're still trash, they're still little brothers, and they will stay that way. C-Mac, have a good one. Let's go, baby.
There you go.
You're Juan Soto. You need to do damage, not draw a walk. And Juan Soto's looking for a walk. Swing the bat, bro.
That's true. I wonder if Sal will say the same thing after that ninth inning walk on Saturday.
A walk is not as good as a hit.
Facts.
I don't care if he's a Yankee, if he's a Met. I cannot accept a walk in that spot from Juan Soto.
There you go. Juan Soto did walk in the ninth inning. Cannot accept a walk in that spot. And then what'd Pete do? Pop up. But listen, John might have a little fun. I'm well aware of who Juan Soto is. I don't care so much about Big Brother, Little Brother. I'm not trying to stick it in the Met fan's face, except if you're a Met fan screaming cheat. If you're screaming that the Yankees are cheaters, then I have no problem rubbing it in your face. But it's 3 days. It's 3 games. And Juan Soto's been excellent. I wish Juan Soto was a Yankee. That's not going to change. I love that you got the dead weight. Dead weight. Because he's only got a 1.2 OPS for the first 3 games, and he struck out in 1 key at bat. I love it. Bernadette in Oceanside. Hello, Bernadette. Wanted to make sure I got you in. How are you?
I'm great, Chris.
Yes.
36 to do. I am so freaking happy. I want to go hey now.
Yeah, hey
now.
Now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
I miss John, but I love my Yankees, boy.
Yep, that was...
Fabulous. They put the capital T in terrific, the capital F in fabulous, and the capital W in winners.
Yeah.
And I don't give a crap about the Mets either. Whatever they do, they do. I mean, I'm not Big Brother, Little Brother garbage either.
There you go.
I am a Yankee fan. I will always be a Yankee fan. And that is it. They are my boys, and I just love them to death.
Yes, well, Bernadette, they did give you a little bit of reason to love them this weekend. That was a lot of fun watching all those home runs fly, but it's more fun for me watching all the people cry. Yeah, let's hear the one call since we're talking about Dave Sims a little bit. This, to me, is the best one yet.
You can tell the fans want Judge to get a piece of this action. First pitch, he swings! Deep drive! Left field!
No doubt about it. Aaron Judge way upstairs. It's 3-0 Yankees.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's the third home run of the back-to-back-to-back. Judge's first of the day. He went on to hit three more, including a grand slam, and have himself one hell of a start. And again, if he is hot in April, that's going to be a different animal than last year, where he was awful for the first month and a half and still put together that kind of season. So we'll see. But look, it is 3 days. Let's enjoy it. Today was about it. Let's have fun today. Let's talk about the 36 runs and how great the offense was. No Yankee baseball later tonight. Be able to rest on it, get a full day of, you know, enjoying it. We got Mets Marlins tonight. So they're back at it. Let's not go too crazy. Let's have a little fun. But I do love that everybody hates us again. That's what I love. I love everybody wants to call us cheaters. Everybody was expecting the demise of the New York Yankees. And for 3 days to start the year, told them all to shut up. And they didn't like that, so they started complaining about the bat. Love it. What a great weekend. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Just move your ass and get the hell out of here.
I got to go. I know. I'm leaving, Boomer. That's actually not a bad idea to end every show. I'm leaving. I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm moving my ass. Everybody, I'm out of here. Thank you, Rami. Thank you for calling. The warm-up show's next. Bye-bye. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFN.